So with the release of the federal government's innovation statement yesterday, the role of tech startups in Malcolm Turnbull's ideas boom is in the spotlight. The statement puts a lot of faith in the ability of those speculative ventures to eventually turn into world-leading businesses employing hundreds of Australians. But just how realistic is this picture? What will actually happen? Today on Tech Tuesday, I'm joined by our regular guest, Sarah Alatton from digital agency August. Thanks so much, Sarah. Yesterday, everyone was gushing about the startup-led recovery, but today some are issuing a word of caution, saying that startups often fail. In fact, in the main, they fail.
Yes.
Is that a fair assessment?
In some ways, it is. In some contexts, it is a fair assessment. I think there are some articles that are talking about a particular type of company that starts very quickly, grows even more quickly, and then all of a sudden crashes and people say, what happened? Where's my money? As an investor. And this innovation plan is an interesting one because we are talking about a particular type of tech company at the moment, but innovation is so broad and there are big businesses and there are small businesses, and this kind of innovation plan is something that we need to make sure is sustainable and is a holistic approach to innovation and the types of tech companies that are in the industry.
Well, I spoke to Kelly O'Dwyer, the assistant treasurer, before and asked what sort of businesses will make it into this definition. She couldn't answer, but she said they would make it quite clear in the legislation. Yep. Do you think it should be quite broad?
I think so. Yes, I think that there shouldn't be only small companies that can benefit from this kind of innovation and plan that comes with what the government are proposing. And I think that that's a good thing if we're creating an environment where companies want to start or already exist in Australia, but actually also want to stay here. They don't need to go offshore to the UK or to the US in order to do better business. They can stay here.
And out of the US is a technology that I guess illustrates the hope that a new untested idea can bring, linking to this. A robot maker, because I can't say the other version, at the University of Illinois has received a federal grant to design small autonomous drones to perform simple household chores, specifically for the ageing population, although I wouldn't mind picking one up, although I am part of the ageing population, we all are. Tell me about it.
Yes, this one is really interesting. So I think this is a great development in terms of creating technology and innovation that helps us in a really practical way. So it keeps the elderly people more independent and at home longer because they can use this type of technology to just help them around the house. And so we're seeing this type of technology with small autonomous drones. We're also seeing things like pendants that track different types of data on a person's body, and then also sensors in the house that detect movement or detect different types of temperature levels as well.
So isn't this exactly the kind of thing we were talking about earlier, a great idea that will chew up lots of government money potentially? Is this an example of
possibly
that sort of thing?
But this is only one type of idea as well. There are many other types of innovation and technology that I think will come out of this plan. Things in biomedicine in particular that will be really great for this kind of plan to be built locally.
So what kind of things can the drones do?
It's pretty cool. So they can pick up little medicine bottles and maybe pick up a remote. Like they're pretty handy.
Can they find the remote as well?
That'd be nice.
Always
that would be
lost
awesome.
Under the couch.
that
would be
good?
A very good drone.
It's got a beeper maybe.
Well, how? So a drone that can actually find the medicine, dispense the medicine?
Possibly. Well, not too sure about dispensing the medicine at this stage, but
here.
It'd be nice to think.
But look at me. I should start up something. I've just come up with an idea. Look at me. Malcolm, are you listening? I'm so agile. I did promise to be agile tonight. Finally, people are fretting over rumours that Apple may dump the headset jack in its new iPhone in order to make them even thinner. We've been used to plugging our headphones into these sockets since the Sony Walkman, haven't we?
We have, yes. This is such a standard convention for mobile phones and even for iPods and Walkmans and Discmans. Do you remember Discmans?
Yes, I do.
And so I think to remove this convention would actually cause quite a disruption, but probably not the good disruption that we would like. I think there are some conventions that you can just leave on a device and know that people will automatically know how to use it. It's familiar. it's expected as well, instead of a different port that people are thinking, where do my headphones go?
But Apple got rid of disk drives in their MacBooks just last year, I think, and everyone freaked out before realising we didn't need them anymore.
True. That's very true. However,
in fact, I remember freaking out about that briefly.
There is still an alternative where you can have an external disk drive that connects. And I think having to buy Apple-specific headphones for a phone could be just a little bit cheeky.
Understatement of the year.
Understatement.
So where do you think this will go then? I mean, the rumours, I said, how real is it?
Yeah, there's rumours, and Apple may test the market to see what happens. They may put it in one particular product and see how that goes in the market. But, I think if there's quite a bit of uproar about it, it may not actually happen. And it could be just a rumour that is floating in the ether.
But you would say, knowing quite a bit about this industry, that when we hear a rumour like this, it's often an authorised rumour to test the market to see what the reaction might be?
Yeah, that's true. And these types of responses could be indicating to Apple, let's not change this feature. Let's make sure we change something else.
But they got this with the disc too, and they went there.
They did.
So should I freak out about my little headphone jack?
Don't freak out just yet.
Oh, I like to freak out early. So you like its familiarity. Is it just about familiarity mainly?
Yeah, it's familiarity, and people use the phone for different reasons as well. And so they could be using it for all sorts of internet connectivity and features and apps and all sorts of things, but they could also just be using it as a phone. They want to plug their headphones in, and that's all they need it for. And that's okay. And
it's okay.
Apple have quite a bit of the market share, and so responding to this demand is important.
Sarah, always good to talk to you. That's Sarah Al-Attam from digital agency August. It's nearly news time, but I'll be back in 5 to talk Donald Trump.